Breitbart News Joel B. Polak, Losing Campaigns Count Days, Winning Campaigns Count Votes. By Robert Krajcik on July 17, 2020. Breitbart News Senior Editor-at-Large Joel B. Polak urged President Donald Trump's supporters not to count down days until the presidential election, but to count votes instead, offering his guidance on Thursday's edition of America First with host Sebastian Gorka. Polak offered his insights in discussing his new book Red November. Will the country vote red for Trump or red for socialism? Partial transcript below. Polak, I want people to stop counting days until the election. Gorka, we do it every day on this show. Why, Joel? Polak, losing campaigns count days. Winning campaigns count votes. Gorka, oh, it's salty. I like that, Joel. Polak, let me explain. I want to impress this on people. If you're counting down the days, you're saying you can't wait till it's over, put us out of our misery. Gorka, that's good. Polak, I was on the campaign plane with the other reporters when we were chasing Trump around on his mad dash around the country in 2016. Right, and the reporters, I mean, I didn't think Trump was going win. To be honest, I thought that Hillary Clinton had the edge. But the reporters had a countdown clock in front of the plane. And I saw the clock, and I thought, if they're counting down until when this thing is over, then Trump has a chance of winning. I'm telling you, every time I've seen a losing campaign, they've had some kind of countdown. I want people to think what we need to do today. Gorka, the reporters had a clock? Polak, yeah, they had a countdown clock, and I remember filing off the plane. And it was, counting, days, hours, minutes, and seconds until the election. They couldn't wait for it to be done. Trump was running them ragged. He worked so much harder than Hillary Clinton and harder than all these journalists who cover him. In fact, there's one chapter of my book How Trump Won called Seven State Sunday. Trump did seven states in one day, the Sunday before the election. And the reporters just couldn't take it, so they were counting down for it to be over. Polak repeated his warning about Democrats advancing a socialist revolution. He said, I do think that the country is in danger of making a choice that could lead to a second American revolution, and this time a socialist one. Gorka concurred, describing the Democrats' political platform as full-blown socialist and neo-Marxist. Follow Robert Krajcik on Twitter.